Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
So Kyle Larson, he goes out and wins the Brickyard there on the big old oval, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And the social media keyboard warriors are already crying about a conspiracy. It was rigged. We'll get to that coming up here in the next couple of hours here with Speed Freaks on the Freak Radio Network. And of course, on MAV TV. How you doing, man? Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave. We're all here. A big show for you tonight. We're going to hear from your winner, Kyle Larson. He'll be here. Also, we're going to hear from your IndyCar Series winner, Colton Herta, will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Cole Custer made some news over the weekend, going cup racing, back to cup racing for 2025 for a Formula One team owner. Yeah, you like that suspense? Yeah, you like that. So Cole Custer will be here in the Freak Nation. Speaking of Formula One, holy smokes. Richie's got an axe to grind with an individual that drives a Formula One car. And frankly, it took an education with Richie to give me a little bit more explanation on this McLaren driver that wins in Formula One. Yes, a McLaren driver won, Freak Nation. Ryan Blaney is pissed. So yeah, next couple of hours here in the Freak Nation, we got plenty to talk about. And Statman just does not like how Kyle Larson likes to run. Is Kyle Larson, you think, right now, Statman, on the freeway just running people off the road?
Well, he would be if he was on the freeway. I hope somebody keeps him off the freeway. As far as controversy goes in the Midwest, that's going to be a very small thing over the next 100 days.
So Kyle Larson wins this race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They're at the Brickyard. Hasn't won at the Brickyard before. Does it in a stock car, not in an Indy car. But Crasher, you saw this. Richie, you saw this on social media. Go bananas. The fact that, look, you can put on your freaking foil hat, cap, toboggan, whatever you want to call it, and find controversy in anything. But Crasher, Suave, where are you finding the controversy with this win with Kyle Larson at the Brickyard?
It's the restart rules. It's Keselowski running out of fuel and Kyle Larson lucking into getting to choose the inside line. And Ryan Blaney, arguably, even though post-race, he said he can't be mad at Kyle Larson. It's just the way the rules are. But Ryan Blaney saying on his radio that it's effed up. He used the F word several times and saying he just lucked into this win, or he was gifted. I think that was his exact words. He was gifted this win. So it's with the second to last restart. That's when all the controversy began. And NASCAR, unfortunately, would not address all the questioning of this rule and below the line and fuel and et cetera. They would not address that. So we will find out on Tuesday, which, by the way, everybody's on vacation now, but NASCAR won't be. They will apparently legally address this rule on Tuesday.
Richie, you being a residential and you being the guy that likes to climb on board the Kyle Larson bandwagon, do you see any controversy with this win with Kyle Larson?
I don't see any controversy. Me personally, no. I even tweeted out from the Speed Freaks account. I thought that was one of the greatest drives I've seen in a long time. Up until that final Kyle Busch caution, I think he had a chance to win that race. I think he was going to win the race. Brad Keselowski was probably going to run out of fuel in the regulation of that race, and I think he had Blaney dead to rights and was just waiting. But the internet has a whole different view. I looked on Twitter just now. I looked up Larson rigged. Let me read you some of these responses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do my best to edit on the fly. So I hope we have our sensors at MAV TV ready just in case I let something slip. Top one here. Wow, that is complete bullcrap. NASCAR, the car is wrecked on the backstretch and you throw a dang caution because a Team Hendrick car is leading the race. Oh my God, they just handed it to Larson. That was rigged. Why didn't NASCAR throw the yellow sooner? Clearly rigged for Larson's redemption story after the Indy 500 win. What a shame. Hey, NASCAR forced them to jump to restart. Jeff Burton, you're full of crap. Larson crossed for BS. And it goes on and on and on. It's people hate this for some reason.
Okay, well, here's the deal, though. There's two frames of hatred here, then. It's, are they upset about how Larson and Blaney lined up the second to last restart? That was at the yellow of Kyle Busch. Or are they upset of them not throwing the yellow after that big wreck on the final lap?
Both.
Both.
It was both when Keselowski ran out of fuel and Larson took into that inside lane on Blaney. It was also the caution flag, which they decided not to wave until the white flag, which NASCAR does this all the time. People complain about wanting to see a race. Well, they let them race to the white flag and then they threw the caution. So you're not going to have, like, it's a lose-lose situation for NASCAR.
Was Ryan Preece, if Ryan Preece couldn't get off, what was that, just off of turn two? At the time, if Ryan Preece couldn't get off the track, I get it. But let him race to the checkered. And then, or at least let him race to the checkered.
He went back onto the racing surface, though. Even though he's just a little bit over, it's enough to be dangerous if you're at racing speed. So, yeah, it seemed odd that he was clearly back on the racing surface, yet they're allowing the cars to come around and take the white. The timing was odd. You can't argue that. But I think Richie has a point. Kyle Larson had this race, period. It didn't matter which restart you're not a fan of. Kyle Larson had it won one way or another. He had the greatest fuel advantage of anybody else out there. He could run full rich, and he was going to win it regardless.
Statman, I know your feelings about a certain driver, but the way Jeff Burton and Steve Letarte were pointing out how Kyle Larson was going deep into turns one and turns three, unlike other drivers, again, finding something that other drivers couldn't do. In fact, Kyle Busch, it looks like, tried it at one time to go that deep into three, I think it was. And then we saw what happened with Kyle Busch. But Kyle Larson seemed to find success finding that extra line going in so deep in one and three.
He drove his tail off in that last segment when he came from deep in the pack, 22nd or whatever it was. He passed a lot of cars in a very short time. He drove a lot. He drove some of them up out of the groove and leaned on them a little bit. And he dove in. He drove deep into the turn and had a line that was different than everybody else, without question. Whether that last should have thrown the flag on that last lap, I think they should have. They would have, but they didn't for some reason. And Hendrick Carr won on the anniversary of Hendrick Racing. Go figure.
Kyle Larson with the win at the Brickyard. And Crasher and Richie, or I think Crasher, whoever touched on it, that Ryan Blaney was pissed. And you were trying to find out what Ryan Blaney was so pissed at. And we'll get to the comments that he made in the car after this.
I mean, I'm pissed. I told my guys, like, I'm ticked off, but I don't know who to be ticked off at. Like, there's no one to be ticked off at. It's just, like, racing luck. Like, the break that he got and the hardship that we got right there with that happening at that time just killed our race. Like, we put ourselves in the perfect spot to win. And just that weird circumstance, you know, it just benefited him and just killed our race, you know, of any chance for us to win. So that's what I'm upset about. I'm not mad at anybody. It's just lady luck. I'm just pissed off at it. Just sucks, man.
And he's talking about he's pissed because right before the yellow flag went out to enact that final overtime finish, it was the big crash for that final caution, right before the yellow flag flew, right before the yellow light went yellow is when Larson's nose edged in low on Blaney, but that was enough with all the transponders they have around the track to make him the leader. Therefore, he was able to choose the inside line on the restart. The rest is history. But yeah, the timing of that just wild and clearly screwed Blaney's day.
I'm curious if Ryan Blaney would have said, well, no, the camera's gotten Ryan Blaney's face, according to Kelly Crandall on Twitter, X, on Sunday. She reported that Ryan Blaney is furious on the 12 radio about the race restarting when Brad Keselowski ran out of gas and Kyle Larson moved to the front row. He says NASCAR just gave the race to Larson, effing golden boy.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about right here. Right before the yellow flag flew, NASCAR said there was enough evidence that Kyle Larson nudged into first, and that's why he was able to get the benefit on the next restart, chose the inside line, and the rest is history. Blaney doesn't see it that way, or at least on the radio didn't see it that way.
Yeah, and we're all guilty of this to a degree, where we've got something to say about somebody until that somebody walks up to me and says, what did you say about me? Hey, I didn't say that, bro. No. What? My spot? Huh? You got that on my radio saying that? I didn't mean it, man. We're just having, how's it going back slapping Kyle Larson? You know, Kyle Larson's not a fighter. Ryan Blaney's a fighter. But when the camera gets in front of Ryan Blaney, seemed to, who he blamed it on, not Mother Nature, but blamed it on who? Or
Lady said he was Luck. Mad.
Lady Luck. Yeah. Mother Nature, Lady
right
Luck.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bottom line is, was he ahead? That's what it's going to come down to on Tuesday with NASCAR. Was he ahead? Were his tires below the line? There's all these things they're going to look at, but are you going to give away this win if he was too below the line or if he wasn't really nosed ahead? Controversy. We'll talk about it forever.
There were odd things that happened.
20 seconds. Go.
There are odd things that happened in a different circumstance. They would have been called differently, but this time they weren't.
You just got to, speaking of golden boys, you have Kyle Larson, golden boy, going against Ryan Blaney, golden boy, man. They love it. We're going to hear from your winner, Kyle Larson. He joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, Kyle Larson, your winner from the Brickyard. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. But first, our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com. Check out the website. And you'll find all kinds of products to keep your engine happy, the exterior of your car happy. Go to lucasoil.com. Proud partners of Speed Freaks for over two decades. And a great website to check out to keep your two wheels, your four wheels, your boat fat and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave, thank you guys for being a part of it on the Freak Radio Network and, of course, on MAV TV. Kyle Larson, your race winner at the Brickyard. We talked about it in the first segment. A lot of controversy for this win, but it's a big deal that he does it on the 30th anniversary of Jeff Gordon's. Is that right? The 30th anniversary of Jeff Gordon's win?
Absolutely. Both Hendrick drivers, the inaugural Brickyard was 1994. Here we are 30 years later. Oh, hey, back on the oval, and another Hendrick driver takes the win.
Yeah, and having him here, but Rick Hendrick especially, you know, having him here today, I don't think he's been with us since maybe the Daytona 500. So, yeah, getting to have him here, getting to be next to him to kiss the bricks was something I'll cherish forever. And then also same thing, you know, I got to take a picture with Jeff Gordon, just him and I, you know, on the bricks together with the trophy a little while ago. And that's, you know, something that I'll probably hold on to for a very long time. Cause I mean, he means a lot to all of us drivers that are my generation who probably wouldn't maybe not be here today if not for him paving the way. So yeah, I mean, and you know, him winning that race 30 years ago probably could have helped me get to where I'm at today. So he's just really old. That's a long time ago.
Hey now, Jeff had just left the media center before that, so he knew he could say that.
Statman, does that surprise you that if Kyle Larson's memory is correct, that's the first time that Mr. Hendrick has shown up at the racetrack since Daytona?
Yeah, it probably is correct. That's his boss, and he would know where his boss is.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Hendrick just had knee surgery, I think. And so he couldn't travel even wanted to. In fact, it was kind of difficult to watch them help him kneel at the bricks because of his age, because of the surgery, because of a lot of stuff. You just felt that was an awkward thing to look at.
That was a little odd. I was glad that they went to help him, but yeah, I felt bad as well. Remember Martinsville in the spring this year, that was an entire weekend dedicated to the history of Hendrick Motorsports in their 40th year. And the team ended up going 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And then later on, I think Chase got further down in the 10th spot or something, but he couldn't even come to that. And that was a specific Hendrick Motorsports Team Hendrick weekend. So yeah, this is the first time he's been at the racetrack since the Daytona 500. And then he even got the opportunity to drive the pace car for this race, the coming back to the big oval.
Kyle Larson talking about the overtime restart. Not quite sure at the time if he was so privy to the controversy that he created.
Well, leading into it, you know, we had a lot of communication on our radio about, you know, Brad was going to be really close on fuel and, you know, he may run out of fuel under these cautions. And so I was going to choose behind him no matter what lane he took, in hopes that he would run out before we got to the restart zone. And, you know, I was trying to pay attention to him and he was, you know, cycling his engine and, you know, trying to clean and warm his tires up just to, you know, see if there was any bit of stumble. And then, yeah, he just ducked off on a pit road. I was like, wow, like, I can't believe this is going exactly how, you know, we had kind of hoped and had thought about. So, you know, then I came to the restart zone. And I'm sure Ryan and I were both probably confused on, like, who is now the control car. I didn't know. I could tell, like, maybe he didn't know. So we kind of both, I felt like, took off at, like, the same time. The pace was up a little bit faster. So it was just a bit confusing. But, you know, I was able to get the position into one, and then, you know, saw a big crash in my mirror and was a little bit bummed because, you know, I knew it would be really hard to pass me.
Again, Kyle Larson, Media Center, post-race, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Crasher, you were there at Indianapolis, and you know what the Brickyard means to these drivers. And we know what happened with Kyle Larson with doing the double. I don't know if it really takes off some of the burn of not being able to complete the double. The issues that Kyle Larson had with that on Memorial Day weekend. But just the fact that he's able to go out there and on the oval, not the road course, to go out there and win at the Big Yard. I know it's special, but it's like, still, it's not the Indy 500.
It's not the Indy 500. It's not the Daytona 500. And yeah, TV, I don't know how many times they kept calling it a crown jewel. And
yeah,
people in the media center were laughing at that. They're like, wait, how did this become a crown jewel? I mean, if we back up 30 years, yes, NASCAR drivers and the series as well wanted to race at the famed oval. They absolutely did. They wanted a little piece of history. They wanted to be a part of these hallowed grounds. But it was also kind of joked about, if I remember correctly, back in the 90s, it was joked about by some drivers. It wasn't as big of a deal then as what they're making it now, and their absolute quest to get back to the oval as a driver group from the road course. I mean, just hearing drivers talk about it all weekend, I'm like, where did all of this praise for this place really truly come from? And I'm just going to go back to the fact that Dale Jarrett had so much fun winning at this oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He started the Kiss the Bricks tradition, and something around there with that new tradition, with just a newfound appreciation for, oh, whoa, this is actually a very technical track. You can't take these corners like you can on super high bank tracks. You got to figure these corners out. You have to realize how to release your brakes to make this place work. And only a few people, the list of winners, I don't know the exact number, but it's short, because you've got Jeff Gordon winning here 5 times, Jimmy Johnson multiple times. It's not an easy track to get around. So I think as the years have gone on, drivers finally have that appreciation, kind of like the IndyCar guys, like, whoa, this is a hard track to win. I want to win it. Is it a crown jewel? The argument is up for that. But because it's tricky, that's what makes it more appreciative to the drivers.
But Statman, is it a crown jewel because of IndyCar? It's the Indy 500. It's the Brickyard, the tradition of IndyCar at the Brickyard at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I get it. That's it. That's creme de la creme. I don't care if you're in Formula One or an IndyCar or sports car. Winning that damn thing, you can carry that for the rest of your life. But does it hold water for NASCAR?
You want me to answer that? Just repeat the last 10 to 15 seconds. Yes, no, it's not a crown jewel in that it's historic, but the racetrack is a crown jewel, and Crash is right, 100% right. It is difficult. The four turns are somewhat different. You have to take them differently. It's narrow. You can't, you know, go 3-4 wide in places. If you do, you're inviting trouble. So, yes, it is a difficult place to race for big stock cars, and you know, they want to do that. And I think Kissing the Bricks has become important too. You know, they want all those pictures and the be included in that memory for the racetrack. It's about the memories, and that's what they like about it.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, Colton Herta will be here in the Freak Nation. Crash Gladys pit news and notes prior to Colton Herta. Also, Statman's got a scat coming up in about 22 minutes that, frankly, puts Trackhouse Racing in the NASCAR Cup Series front and center, doing something that Stat's been pimping for quite a while. And frankly, I'm surprised that the Hendricks, the Joe Gibbs, and others didn't get to this first. That's also, I mean, that's coming up in your Statman scat. Again, Kyle Larson talking about the ability to pass at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Well, I think it was circumstance. I think if the guys in front of me are not worried about fuel, then I don't pass. You know, because I was stuck back in 20 something early in the race and went nowhere. So, what worked out in my favor was getting by the nine, and then I made a move on the 45 to get in front of him. So now I'm the highest running car with the best fuel, so I could be on offense while all the top 15 or whatever in front of me, I could tell they were saving, because nobody got stretched out from Brad. Like, everybody's just nose to tail. And when you're that nose to tail, there's just an accordion, like at the end of the straightaway, everybody starts lifting earlier and earlier. So, I could just pop out kind of late, catch them off guard some, and make the move. And it was pretty easy until I got to, the top six probably or seven. And I think I'm guessing teams were kind of communicating to their drivers what I was doing. So the pace got just a little bit quicker and the air was getting cleaner, towards the front for those guys. So, it got tougher and once I got to third, I was kind of stuck at that point. But, my only hope then was that they're going to run out of fuel. But then, we had the yellows and the cautions and ultimately things worked out.
Coming up next, Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes and Colton Herta, IndyCar Series winner from Toronto. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
For power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by good friends at General Tire. It's crap hot out there. Make sure you're rolling on a new set of tires. And I'm going to suggest General Tire. I don't care what you're driving, man. You got yourself an F-250. What about one of those new Mach-Es? Yep, they got the tire for your rides. Go to GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com to find out how you and where you can get your new set of General Tires. Coming up, we're going to hear from Colton Herta, your IndyCar Series winner from Toronto. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also got a text that we might be hearing from Austin Prock, funny car winner from Seattle, joining us here in the Freak Nation. But first, Crasher, the abbreviated version of Pit News and Notes, brought to you by good friends at General Tire. Crasher?
All right. Motocross hit the dirt in Washington. Chase Sexton just continues to impress. He won his third straight 450 moto sweep for his fourth overall win of the season. In the 250s, it took a tiebreaker to determine the fifth season win for Hayden Deegan over Tom Vialli. NHRA, also in Washington, went through a few rain delays. Chase Van Zandt won in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Jed Coughlin in Pro Stock. Austin Prock, funny car. We might hear from him next hour. Fingers crossed. Steve Torrence, your winner in Top Fuel. The streets of Toronto are always tight, so the Andretti team knew that you just had to qualify up front because you can't navigate these streets without just being up front. It showed. Colton Herta dominated the IndyCar Toronto race on Sunday, leading 81 of 85 laps en route to his first victory since 2022. Now, there was a red flag with 13 laps to go. Pato Award spun. No yellow was immediately thrown, and a large portion of the field careened into him and each other, including a flying Ferrucci. Fortunately, everyone is okay. Not a good weekend for Arrow McLaren, however. Alexander Rossi left the track Friday night because of a broken thumb from a practice crash on Friday. Alexander Rossi out for the weekend. Teo Pourchaire flying in from France on a moment's notice. We'll see how long Teo is sitting in that seat. I'll just say that. The NASCAR Cup and Xfinity Series both returned to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Oval for the 30th anniversary of the Brickyard 400, which I think it was a pretty entertaining weekend. All right. It started, like usual, on Friday night at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. And just like the weekend ended on an overtime restart, it started the same. Connor Zilich surviving the ARCA OT on General Tires to win his third race on the season. Then the sun dipped. Ty Majeski was penalized on a restart violation, but drove through the field for his first win on the truck's season. Come Saturday, the Big Oval welcomed the Xfinity Series, and everyone in attendance was in for a treat. The last 30 laps were exceptionally good. For the second time this year on the Indy Big Oval, your winner made his move in turn three on the final lap. Riley Herbst, his second win on the season. With the Cuppers on Sunday, we've been talking about the controversy again with restarts and a late yellow. Kyle Larson winning the 30th anniversary, kissing the bricks, going through the fence like Joseph Newgarden sort of kind of did, signing autographs for the fans before even touching the rest of the media. Oh, and did someone say controversy? Yeah, across the pond, McLaren team orders were the name of the game in F1. Oscar Piastri with the dub over teammate Lando Norris, just like the team doctor ordered.
Crash Gladys, Pit News and Notes, brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Go to GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com to find a tire for your righteous ride. Colton Herta, you heard Crasher talking about it. He joined us earlier talking about that big win in Toronto. His first win. Number 40 races. He joins us now, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio. Colton Herta, it's been a long damn time since he was in the Freak Nation, and I don't need to go through a bunch of numbers for you, Colton. The last time you won a race and you were in victory lane and so forth. I want to go back to those last 15 laps where we start to see those yellows, and you as a dude that's lead, you were running away with it, all right? What were you saying, thinking, when those yellows started to come out with those 15 laps to go? Was it like, oh, no, here we go again? Or I'm curious, what's going on in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want that as the leader, especially at the end of the race after you've kind of been up front that whole time. But, you know, I think it's a good show for the fans. You know, it makes it exciting. It makes us earn our money. It makes us work for it. And that's what you want at the end of the day. You want guys that are driving on the limit. And on those cold tires at that street, at the street tracks, it's difficult. It's very difficult. Cars just stepping out from under you the whole time. So it definitely makes it more interesting for people to watch. But in the driver's seat, you definitely want it a little bit easier.
I know it was 41 races since you got your last win. And cynicism is just part of life. And being cynical about your driving and not winning can fester. Did you have anybody in your ear saying, Colton, you got this, dude?
No, not necessarily. But I think, you know, there was no pressure. We were doing the right things. It just wasn't working out. For one reason or another, we've had so many podiums, so many second places, so many thirds, a bunch of top fives and podiums. So we've been right there for so long, and it just hasn't turned our way. So I don't think we had to change our approach. We didn't. You know, I don't think we had to change much. And we just had to keep going. And we knew kind of it's going to fall our way eventually. We have fast race cars. It has to go our way eventually. And it finally did.
Okay, so then what was learned here, if anything? What can be taken from this weekend that then can be carried through the last handful of races? Because now you got the win. You checked that box. Now you got to keep that going.
Yeah, unfortunately, nothing. This place is so different to what we're going to be racing for the last few weekends. Obviously, it's mostly short ovals.
True.
We have a super speedway, and then we also have a permanent road course that's smooth as can be. So we're not going to take too much from this, but that doesn't mean that we're not excited, and it's not. We're going to be working harder because of it. We love that feeling. You know, IndyCar goes on a small break here, but we want to be back racing as soon as possible and be with the fans racing.
You know, that's a valid point, except that communication, just finally when everything clicks on a race weekend, I mean, that's why you guys are some of the best drivers in the world. You race on all surfaces, but still getting things to click on all those different types of tracks is key. So now that you've had that click, what are you guys going to do over the next couple of weeks to keep this momentum as a group together?
We have a lot to do. You know, we have simulator days. You know, we have test days, straight line days, wind tunnel days, shaker rig days. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we will be doing. And although IndyCar racing won't happen for a little bit, we will still be working hard as could be to get, once we get back, be on the front foot.
Wow. Nice.
Colton Herta won on the streets of Toronto. You've had three straight weeks, I think, now with three different kinds of tracks, and you're still learning the hybrid power unit. Did things get easier this time after all these experiences leading up to this weekend?
I mean, I think it's a pretty straightforward system to begin with. It really puts it in the driver's hands, which is what we want at IndyCar and as IndyCar drivers. It makes it tougher. It makes it, your mind has to work so much more. And it is tiring. You know, so it adds a different dimension to the racing. I think it's exciting for us to have a little bit more to play with inside the car and challenge us a little bit more. And I think that's the biggest thing that comes with it.
Colton, that's the first time I've heard anybody say that it's a fairly straightforward system. People are saying it should be thrown out till next year. It sounds like you're not in that camp at all.
I mean, I don't really know how many of the drivers are saying that. I think most people think it's pretty exciting inside the car. It adds a different dimension to the racing. It makes it tougher. It makes the cars faster down the straights. You know, so even though out from the outside you're not really seeing much, you can trust us when we say we're working a lot harder inside the car, and the brain's working a lot harder, which in turn can induce maybe a little bit more mistakes. So it is an exciting thing for us.
Ooh, think about, okay, what you just said right there, working harder, mentally taxing you guys throughout the race. I mean, that's going to be interesting coming on these ovals, especially up through Nashville, the end of the season, where, yeah, those could be some mentally taxing races, regardless of the hybrid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Nashville's a really cool place. We have a test there coming up in a little bit, which I'm excited about. I think we're going to try some different options on the downforce levels and the tires and see what works for us. and what will provide the best race for everybody. So I'm doing that test. There's a few other guys doing that test, and it's going to be a nice look into what racing in Nashville Super Speedway might be, because we haven't been there for, one and a half, 2 decades.
Ooh. Colton, what is your victory meal? Is there something you've been holding out on until you got that freaking win? Are you going to splurge on some big caloric intake?
Yeah, I'll probably get some tacos, but that'll probably have to wait. I don't know what time I'm going to get home tonight, so we'll see.
Beer on the plane.
In Toronto, wow. You're going to wait till you get home before you dive into the taco plate, huh?
Yeah.
Colton Herta, your IndyCar Series winner from Toronto, the first win in 41 races, and we had to say it, but man, dude, congratulations on this. You've proved a lot of people wrong that you can go out and win a freaking race and dominate, man. We're happy for you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Again, Colton Herta here in the Freak Nation, and with this show, again, so many moving parts going on behind the scenes. We may have Austin Prock. We may have Funny Car winner from Seattle joining us next segment. I'm not sure, dang it, but we just might. If not, your stat man Scat talking about something that Trackhouse ownership in NASCAR, something they're doing, something that I thought Hendrick Motorsports or Joe Gibbs, a bigger conglomerate, would have done before Trackhouse.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers. Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV-TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV-TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing and the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown, State Illinois.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
A NASCAR headline this week deserves your undivided attention. Trackhouse Racing announced a new partnership that changes the financial grid. Trackhouse acquired a new investment partner, that's Avenue Sports, a $12.3 billion private equity fund. That's billion with a B. This comes as NASCAR rejects Race Team Alliance demands to make team charters permanent. NASCAR says it will take them back at the end of the 2024 season. Details on the Trackhouse breakthrough are online, but this should tell the teams they're in a business, not just racing. Owning a team isn't a job where you ask the boss for raises and benefits. Businesses must seek funding to stay the course. This is what Trackhouse did. It's like Metallica's Sandman. Teams now should sleep with one eye open, gripping their pillows or any other security blanket tight. NASCAR is the Sandman. It controls the stock car racing business. The team should be about protecting their business interests. This stare down from both sides is dangerous, but Formula One strengthened itself with these kinds of decisions a decade ago. NASCAR teams should be doing the same thing now. Peace.
Your Stat Man Scat, brought to you by our good friends at MAV TV, the television home of motorsports. And of course, you just might be watching us right now on MAV TV. Unparalleled live motorsports lineup for you at MAV TV, including two-wheel badasses with the World Superbike Championship Series, and Leave It to MAV TV, taking it to the dirt for the always entertaining Speedway GP. And of course, MAV TV is the home of North America's best motorcycle road racing series. And it's called Moto America. Go to MAVTV.com. That's MAVTV.com for the most up-to-date information on live racing coverage only on MAV TV, the home of Speed Freaks. Statman, getting back to your scat, what does that mean to the everyday NASCAR consumer? Joe sitting on the couch watching the Brickyard. What does that matter that Trackhouse picked up this investment firm?
Well, it matters if teams are going out of business like they're charging. The Furniture Row is gone. They won a championship. There's other championship teams. 2311 says that they're in problem. They win races. So, but the point is that teams need to get some help from somebody else besides NASCAR. And you've been saying that Gibbs has tried something a little different than this, in that Joe has become a partner with an equity firm, and it's assumed that that equity firm is also going to be a part of Joe Gibbs Racing. So, but this is a straight up deal. This Avenue Sports is coming on board with Trackhouse. And as NASCAR starts to expand internationally, going into Mexico and other places, they talked about going to Brazil, going to Canada, some people are going to look at them. And if you show them that they have a chance to make money, this is what Formula One did. They put a limit on spending so that suddenly it was possible to make a profit. And that's what NASCAR needs to do. It's what the teams need to do. Trackhouse doesn't win every week, but they win enough to be an important team. And they have Pitbull. They have global people, a part of the ownership. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think the people at home, if they don't care, if all they care about is Kyle Larson or Kyle Busch, maybe they're going to, things are going to change in NASCAR because teams are not going to be able to afford to stay in business unless they find partnerships like this to keep them in business.
Crasher, what was it, you or Suave that was talking about how Denny Hamlin seems to be stepping up more of the rhetoric that NASCAR is just not caving to any of their demands? Do you remember who it was? Was it you, Crasher?
I don't think it was me, but I mean, we've been talking about that for a couple of months, haven't we?
Yeah. Again, with you being there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and again, Denny Hamlin comes in for those motorsports interview scrums. Was he asked again about NASCAR caving to any of their demands?
He was asked one question about charters, and it really wasn't even that big of a deal because everybody was just so enamored with returning to the Brickyard Oval and the lack of, well, at the time he was thinking the lack of passing that was going to happen. And he just said, we're just, you know, I think it was Pockrass. And he said, Pockrass, Bob, you've reported everything that I've told you and nothing has really changed since the last time. I mean, there's really nothing new to report on the negotiations going into this vacation Olympic break.
And yet Gibbs and Trackhouse, they're reaching out to get big money to come on board and undergird what they're doing, bringing some money into the industry. And anybody who doesn't do that is going to find themselves wondering, what happened?
I mean, technically, think about this, though. Technically or essentially, that's what 2311 is. It's using the resources of Michael Jordan, which is external money and just partnerships coming in to help fund that team. So it's in a different, in a roundabout way, 2311 is doing that as well.
We do have an update regarding this. Denny Hamlin was on with Kenny Wallace on the Kenny Wallace Show, I believe last week. And this is the key quote, I think, because it's something I've been talking about on the show for a couple of months now, which is that NASCAR has all the leverage here. This is what Denny Hamlin told Kenny Wallace. He said, no negotiation has ever come easy. No one says that's what you want. Okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and back the Brinks truck up and we'll just drop the money off to you. It doesn't work that way. Somebody has to feel pain for somebody to budge or move. And I just think that at this point, NASCAR does not feel threatened by the teams whatsoever. Earlier on that same interview, he was talking about how much it costs to run a race team. And he said it costs $18 million a year to put a car on the racetrack, according to Denny Hamlin with Kenny Wallace last week.
Here's another question. Again, I don't know if anybody has the answer on this show, but is Denny Hamlin the de facto spokesperson for Rick Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, Trackhouse? Because none of those other owners are stepping up and saying such things.
Well, none of those other owners are going on any other show anywhere and giving any update. Denny Hamlin's just the vocal one. He's a driver, so people want to talk to him because he's a driver, but also a team owner. I mean, he's the one that's been given the opportunity to step up and say comments. Nobody else has been given that opportunity.
Everything you're saying is right, but Stat, he's got to be having conversations with Rick Hendrick and Joe Gibbs and saying and being a mouthpiece for Joe Gibbs and Rick Hendrick.
He doesn't have to. He's got a podcast that needs content and something to talk about. And if he's out there, what am I going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to talk about this. And if they're going to allow him to do it, then he'll do it. But I don't think, as long as you're talking, you're not out there pounding the doors, getting Wall Street to come on board. Enough people on Wall Street know what NASCAR is, but they're not going to give you money just to go spend it racing. They're going to give you money. They want to say, how can I get return on this? I think Joe Gibbs's issue was this company, I can't remember the name of it, but they're coming on board and they represent enough brands that they could put them on Gibbs cars and then by extension Toyota cars. Maybe that's the same thing that's going to happen in this Trackhouse deal. But as long as new money is coming in, you're solving old problems.
I just don't think Denny Hamlin would step out there with the legendary ownerships of Rick Hendrick and Joe Gibbs, Jack Roush, and start saying these things if he didn't get the blessing of said owners. Because Rick Hendrick's not going to come out and say, hey, man, we've got a break in about 45 seconds. Hey, man, we're going to strike if we can't get these charters.
Well, here's the deal. He said some of these things for many months. If one of those team owners was upset with what he was saying, I think he would have been muted by now. He hasn't been. So what does that tell you?
And that kind of backs up my point. Mm-hmm. McKendrick tapped me on the shoulder saying, go get him, boy. Brick Nation, coming up next hour. Formula One, again, they just cannot get out of the way of themselves. We'll talk about that. Also coming up, Cole Custer making news for the Cup Series for 2025. He'll be joining us. Big second hour of the Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour. Doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
The Pomerito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing on the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown State, Illinois.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, second hour coming up, Formula One controversy. And I will say this, what if you were the number one salesperson at your job and then you were asked to give up one of your major clients to an underling? You were demanded and you said, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and keep that partnership with this client no matter what my boss says. I'll get to the comparisons to that with Formula One. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave, a big second hour coming up. Cole Custer, again, running for Stuart Haas Racing for 2024, the Xfinity Series. He's going back to Cup Racing for Haas, for Haas's Cup team next year. He'll be joining us this hour. Ryan Blaney, I wonder if he's still pissed. Kyle Larson joined us last hour. We'll hear from Kyle Larson again this hour. And our own Statman, it's got a book out. We'll hit that sometime this hour. And I'm going to put this jersey on later in the show. But this jersey from our good friends at FVP, part of Jordan Anderson Racing. We've got several of these to give away. I'm going to show you coming up between now and the end of the show how you can win these jerseys. Again, be a part of this big old thing. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Freak Radio Network, and, of course, on MAV TV. So getting back to this Formula One controversy, and I'm just trying to cut right to the core. And I, again, me trying to talk Formula One is sometimes as flagrant as me trying to speak Japanese. And it's just not easy. But if you look at what happened today with Piastri getting the win, his first win in Formula One with McLaren and his teammate, one of Richard C. Suave's favorite drivers in the history of mankind, Lando Norris. Lando Norris, and again, let me put this in lay terms. Lando Norris was asked to take his foot off the throttle so he could work with his teammate, Piastri. And what was it, Richie? Was it within the last three or four laps that Norris finally acquiesced and said, okay, I'm going to back off the throttle so my teammate...
Two laps to go.
See?
Yeah.
Didn't he say something like, well, if Oscar can catch up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feelings exactly. And speaking of team orders, we've been talking about this for 20 plus years in drag racing. When a John Force teammate would line up against two John Force, you kind of knew what was going to happen. You knew if John Force or that other teammate were running for a championship, you kind of knew what was going to happen if that was the final.
Are you talking about Tony Pedregon?
Not just John Force. It happened with Don Schumacher Racing, and it's happened in all forms of racing. That's just the only comparison I could bring up immediately. But asking a driver to back off the throttle to benefit his teammate. No, It's to benefit the team. It's a tough freaking call to give a win to another teammate when you might have a shot. Somebody help me out here.
Well, yeah. No. The team championship in Formula One is probably more important than any other form of racing that we talk about. So, yes, they tried to say that you're doing this for the team. And they sort of told him that, told Lando Norris that you're going to need Piastri later this year if you're going to go for a championship. So you better work this out now. And Norris is saying, you know, if he ain't fast enough, tough. But, you know, I mean, they finally worked it out. Somebody got to Norris probably on one of the back channels that they use that's not monitored by the public and said, look, clown, figure this out. Piastri needs to win this. And if you can't handle it, then we could go in the booth and talk about this after the race. But, yeah, the main thing, and I kind of mentioned this earlier in our text thread, what if Lando Norris's contract pays him some additional money per win, or if he reaches a point, 5 or 6 wins a year, he has a bonus. And, you know, that would be a difficult thing to slow down and let Piastri win, especially if Piastri can get by, then that's cool. I'm not going to fight him for that. But if I have to stop on the track and wait for him to catch me, well, then that's something else entirely.
That's what I don't like about this. It's like, may the best man win. Well, that didn't happen today. Piastri was not the fastest. Lando Norris was.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
At the beginning of the race.
At the beginning. Okay.
But he had a problem about 2/3 of the way through the race, went off track. Norris got back in front. And Norris was controlling the race at that point, and Piastri wasn't catching him. And that's when all this discussion back and forth was going on between the team and Lando.
But still, no, if another driver goes off in another series, and let's just say Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, let's put this in NASCAR terms. If Chase Elliott's the fastest guy at the beginning of a race, but he goes off towards the beginning of a race and comes back on in fifth, and has a great race, but Kyle Larson ends up leading, and then 2 laps to go, Kyle's clearly the fastest car. Why would you say, Kyle, pull over? Because Chase should have won this race at the beginning. He just had a hard time going off on a berm. It just doesn't make any sense.
Team championships aren't as important in NASCAR as they are in F1. There's a lot of money for these teams, technical contracts and all sorts of things. And these Wall Street investors that are coming in, they want to see the team. They're not buying Lando Norris or Oscar Piastri. They're buying McLaren Racing, McLaren Technologies. So they want to see McLaren Technologies beat Red Bull or Mercedes.
Which I get, but, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because obviously I spent my day at the Brickyard. I didn't watch this race. I only read about it post. But weren't they running 1-2 anyway? So the team would have benefited just the same, a 1-2 finish?
Yeah, but there was like a 5-second difference. And this allowed Piastri to get his first win of his young Formula One career. So, yeah. And at some point, they kept reminding Norris that you're going to need him later in the year. And, you know, help the team here because the team is going to help you eventually.
You guys are missing. You guys are missing the point. You guys are missing the point entirely here. Completely missing the point because you guys are giving a pass to Lando Norris for being the biggest douchebag in the history of Formula One. What has he done? What has he done in the sport in Formula One? He's won one race. And you know what? That one race win was at Miami this year, and he got gifted that because the caution came out at the right time or else Max Verstappen would have beat him. Throughout the entire season, in the last 5 or 6 races, Lando Norris and McLaren have had the fastest race car on track. He's had the pole multiple times. And before this, McLaren's only had one win. He's botched every chance he's gotten to win races this year. Some in part due to McLaren because they can't figure out their own – get their head out of their own butts basically half the time because of mistakes they're making in terms of strategy calls. And that's what happened today, Crash. That's what happened today. Piastri got the better start. Lando started on pole. He botched it. Piastri got away clean. He led for the entire race, and then headed into the final stint, McLaren botched it, and instead of allowing Piastri to undercut everybody else and keep the lead, they decided to give Lando that undercut instead, and that put Lando out in front. And then Lando has the gall, despite winning nothing, despite having no Formula One history, go, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm gonna bitch and moan until you give me what I want. And I'm glad they kept after him. And I'm glad Oscar won that race. And I felt really bad afterwards that Oscar couldn't celebrate because the win was taken away from him in a way in terms of celebration because Lando was being a douchebag and wanted to listen to his stinking team for half the time. Then Lando goes into the cool down room and acts like a jerk again, despite having one win in Formula One history. He's getting on my nerves.
Oh, we hadn't noticed.
Wow.
I can't wait for closed caption to closed caption that.
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Okay, well, Richie, let me turn the table. Uh-huh. What if Lando said, hey, there, what, is Piastri from Australia?
He's from down under.
Hey, Aussie boy, go right ahead and just kind of put the red carpet out and said, pass me. It's all about the team. Wouldn't we be saying, well, not you.
No.
Not you, Richie. But would we be saying, oh, Lando, what a wussy.
No.
Giving up the race
No. Because like I said, Piastri should have won that race and McLaren didn't botch the strategy in the first place, or we wouldn't even be here talking about it. It would be a non-story if McLaren didn't know what they were doing. Plain and simple.
But hey, teams botch strategies all the time. And so, okay, I understand that there's two elements here. Not only did Piastri go off track, but then the team also botched a strategy a little bit further down the road. But still, that happens, and you just kind of suck it up and you deal with it. I mean, I feel bad for Piastri, but I also like your Lando Norris rant, so I'm not going to argue any farther.
Thank you.
I've seen this happen. I've only got a minute. I've seen this happen in radio over the years where there's a seasoned, successful salesperson who, again, just sits back and waits for the phone to ring and has had a longtime client, but this client wants to move to another salesperson because they feel that that current salesperson is not doing their job. And that current salesperson who's had the client for 10 years said, there's no way I'm giving this thing up. But the general manager says, or sales manager says, you need to give it up so we can keep the client. But I could see that both sides of this. It's better for the station that we get this, keep this client. Anyway, am I making sense? I don't care.
No, because you're wrong.
Yes, I am. All right, Cole Custer coming up. Statman's a freaking author and more. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? not on MAV TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
This segment brought to you by good friends at Lucas Oil. It's a great website to check out. Go to lucasoil.com. You can find the products to keep the interior of your F-250 fat and happy. It's crap hot out there, man. Make sure you got the right products to keep your cars on the road. That's why you should go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. You know, I swore it off that I would not go two segments to talk Formula One. There was a, you know, Robert Johnson at 25 back in the day, he came to a crossroads. Richie, get off that freaking single shot, will you? He came to the crossroads, sold the soul of the devil so he could play the guitar, right? I damn near sold my soul to somebody else. Well, the Formula One could be the devil to some people. But I sold my soul to somebody saying I would never go two segments of talking Formula One. I'm going to do it. After Richie's rant that last segment, that was badass. Because, again, if you followed Speed Freaks for the last 24 years, Richie has been a part of the show fairly heavy over the last 4 or 5 years. And we've turned Richie on to, I mean, Richie's a freaking Liverpool fan. And he's a Formula One fan. I would have lost my house if I said, you know what, Richie? You're still a little bit of green behind, what was it? You're still a little fresh out of ASU, you Walter Cronkite major.
10 years ago, 2014.
You might like motorsports. You might like Major League Soccer. Nope, this guy steps all in it with Formula One and with EPL. It's bananas on what Richie's done. And for him to have a rant like that and to call a Formula One driver a D-bag, again, we're probably already kicked off MAV TV with him dropping that double D-bag out there. But, Richie, I feel your pain, but my pain with Formula One is on a whole different, not a level, but a whole different plane, okay? But I do want to hear your take on Max Verstappen.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's go. We're not done.
Listen, if we don't have I understand the popularity of Formula One. It's getting bananas now.
Sorry after that rant, the last segment.
Now four drivers that could actually win a race in Formula One.
There's been seven this year, sir.
Seven drivers that could actually win a race. Our times are changing. Well,
that's
listen to Max.
20, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Go ahead, Richie.
Yeah, so Max Verstappen, the three-time Formula One champion, set a record for most wins in a season last year.
Can we do an asterisk? Hold on, Richie, hold on just a second. Yeah. Can we do an asterisk on radio and TV? You say three-time champion, but Statman and I are going to say, well, maybe. Like maybe two-time.
He's in the record books with it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Trust me. You know I'm a Lewis fan. I love Lewis, so I tend to agree with you. But the records are the records. He's a three-time world champion. So he had a rough race today. He finished fifth. He was not a happy man on the radio for the entire race. In fact, I'd argue to say that until the last five laps of drama with McLaren, that Max's radio with his engineer, GP, were the best part of the race. And one thing that I did not like about this race, and I'm going to give Max Verstappen credit here, Statman. Okay. So that's what we're getting towards. I'm going to give Max credit and we can bookmark it Sunday, July 21st, 8:19 PM. I'm actually going to give Max credit. Okay. So David Croft, he's the lead play-by-play guy, the lead commentator for Sky Sports and the ESPN feed, which uses Sky Sports. So,
and we would use Formula One B-roll right now, but we can't. We're not allowed to. So let's just maybe that's what we should do. We should get our 10-year-old daughter just to draw like Formula One looking cars with McLaren and Red Bull colors, and we just kind of insert. All right, sorry, Richie, go ahead.
Max, this is Lewis.
Right.
And you can hold them up and bounce them across. Yes.
Anyway, so David Croft was really annoying today because he was up Max's booty today because he was so mad. He was so mad that Max was acting a little cranky on the radio throughout the race because he had a bad race and he wasn't in contention for the win or really in contention for the podium because some strategy calls by Red Bull. Crofty was mad because Max Verstappen was up until 3 a.m. the day of the race because he was racing with his iRacing team in the 24 hours of Spa. He finished his last stint at about 3 a.m. And for whatever reason, the entire race, Crofty kept bringing that up as a reason why Max was so mad. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Is this all you got? Is this all you got to make this race interesting?
How do we know that he was up till 3 a.m.?
Because
was he posting it?
He was live streaming. He was live streaming on his team's Twitch channel.
That's kind of debaggery, though, Richie.
What is?
Why are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're driving a race car that's worth freaking...
See, now you sound like Croft.
Country.
And you know what? You know what Croft didn't mention?
No.
During the race, but I'm going to bring it up to you now. Max did the same exact thing about 2 months ago where he was driving in the 24 hours of Nürburgring the same morning as the Imola Grand Prix. And you know what Max did on the morning of the Imola Grand Prix? You know
Tell me, Richie.
You know how well he did in that race?
How did he do, Richie?
P1. He won that race and nobody cared. But the moment he gets a little cranky on the radio and starts dropping some F-bombs, oh, he stayed up too late. He doesn't care about it anymore.
Okay, well, let me put the shoe on the other foot.
I'm getting too worked up today. Sorry.
This is epic, Richie.
Troy Aikman's calling a Dallas Cowboys game. All right? Him and what? Joe Buck. Word got out that you can go with single shot, Richie.
I'm bringing this comment.
Listen. Let's say Dak Prescott was up playing Madden 2023 till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is he a champion? No.
And Dak Prescott, it doesn't matter. He's the quarterback of the Cowboys. It's worth more damn money than any freaking professional team out there, Richie.
Thin ice here, Richie. You're on thin ice. You're talking about the Cowboys.
I'm talking crap about the continue. Go ahead.
Troy Aikman calls out Dak Prescott for being up late playing Madden 2023. Dak throws 4 interceptions in that game. Is it right for Troy Aikman to criticize Dak Prescott?
No, because he's not a winner. He's not a champion.
Wait.
You're saying, Richie, be careful here, buddy.
No, but Richie, you said that you didn't like Croft calling him out, but you can't use the champion excuse for that because Max is a champion. So that's his, I guess I don't get it. Like, who can call out who?
Because Max has won something. He's won. Okay. He did the same exact thing before, which is kind of the point I was getting at. Like, he's earned his stripes, Max Verstappen, by doing the same thing over multiple seasons. And nobody cared.
Yeah, he's basically saying that Max Verstappen can damn near do anything with his championships. Dak Prescott needs to be a good little boy and not stay up until 3 o'clock and play Madden 2023 and throw 4 interceptions to get the Washington Commanders.
Okay, I get it now.
Follow me? But, Richie, isn't that what we want from our guys, to somewhat be critical of them on air, or do you want them to be what we called back in the day, the old pink shirt motorsports coverage, where they're there in a pink shirt and a sports coat in the pits of a NASCAR race talking to Jeff Bodine?
It was just David Croft trying to make some drama in a race that sorely needed it because it was so bad for the first 45 laps. That's all that was, and it didn't work. And it was just, and as the comment said, it was just David Croft hating on Max Verstappen for no reason.
And no one cared. They all were cheering him on because it's there's such a dividing line with Max. You had half of Formula One fans going, go get him, Prof. Then you had the freaking Red Bull paraphernalia out there going, oh, my God, Max, we're stopping. What is this dirty underwear?
Nico Rosberg was going after him, too, for the same thing, the former world champion.
Was going after who? Croft or
Max Verstappen? Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
It's great.
Ridiculous. Unreal.
Maybe Tony Stewart's going to go after Kyle Larson.
Never say never. It was a full moon. It is a full moon tonight. And so many activities all around the world are clearly evident of that. Cars flying, drivers salty on their radios, announcers doing stupid announcer things. So, yeah, blame the full moon on everything.
I'm cooled off now.
Feel better about it?
Yes.
Listen, in our 24 years of doing Speed Freaks, no one's dropped two D-bags and referred to Robert Johnson, the Crossroads, legendary blues great, father of the blues, in the same damn show. Oh, and do two segments with what I just performed. Oh, my gosh. You look out the window. It's full.
Full moon.
Yeah, we talked about not only we talk about Formula One, but we got Croft mentioned and a whole segment about Croft, for crying out loud. We've just gone off the rails. We've gone out of the rail bag here. We've gone
the rail bag
track in a whole nother place.
Hold on a second. Hotline's ringing from MAB TV.
I'm never going to be allowed back on air ever again.
Freak Nation, Cole Custer making news for a Formula One owner. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing on the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown State, Illinois.
Looking for power to spare?
count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, Cole Custer back in the Freak Nation, and this time with a big announcement for 2025 going NASCAR Cup racing again for Cole Custer. And Cole, in the press release, it talks about you being wiser and tougher. When they say wiser and tougher, how are you wiser and how are you tougher coming back to the Cup Series?
I think the biggest thing is just how you work with your team. You know, I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of great drivers in the Cup Series, but it's how you work with your team to try and get that car exactly how you want it every single weekend. So I think being able to be more of a leader now after this year and a half, trying to work on myself and in the Xfinity Series and showing what we can do, you know, winning a championship and winning races. So we just have to go out there and have that same formula and work with your team to get what you need.
No. Hold on. I have to cut you both off here. Wiser and tougher. That's called being a husband and a dad. Am I right?
Yeah, that's probably true, too. I can't argue with that.
Again, Cole Custer with a big announcement going Cup racing next year with Haas Automation, number 41 in the Cup Series, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you got the championship under your belt with Xfinity Series. And we know your relationship with Tony Stewart. Was this discussion going down before Tony made the announcement that at least he's going to back out of NASCAR?
No, not from what I knew. I mean, I felt like this actually, I didn't really know until maybe the last 1 or 2 weeks about what I was going to be doing exactly next year. So it was definitely, it all evolved, I guess, pretty fast as it went.
You know, I'd have to imagine you're able to walk around the tracks right now as the points leader, a little bit with some confidence. I know we still have a long way of the season to go, but now with this, you said it was just wrapped up in the last week or two. There's got to be a very nice confidence, some chest puffed up a little bit, knowing that your future is secured for several years.
For sure. I mean, whenever you go Cup racing, you know, that's an awesome feeling. I mean, that's what you dreamed of since you were a little kid. So having that opportunity to go back Cup racing is huge, and to compete at the best level with the best drivers. So I'm excited about how we can build a program here and really make something special.
Cole Custer, let's talk about you as a little kid, because in the presser when this announcement was made at the Brickyard at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it was referenced that you spent a lot of your childhood at Haas Automation and you would hang out inside the tire wells. Can you talk a little bit about how those relationships have just been key to the success of your entire career?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very lucky to have Gene as a supporter for most of my career. And, you know, he's been a great owner for me and being able to provide a lot of resources for us to go and be successful. So it's awesome to be a part of that Haas family. And with all the Haas factories and all the Haas employees that make this deal go around, it's been an honor to be a representative for them. So we just got to go out there and do our jobs and hopefully build something great.
Can you explain the relationship that you will have next year with RFK Racing, the alliance?
Oh, well, from what I know, it's going to be very open notebook, and I think we'll be able to lean on each other a lot. You know, I think there's some resources that we have that can help them, and there's a lot of resources that they have that can help us. So I think just having a great relationship with them is definitely key. Obviously, Brad and Chris Buescher have had a lot of success, and being able to lean on them will be huge. So we just got to try and take advantage of that and, you know, try and build a great relationship with them.
Well, here's the, again, pardon my ignorance, Cole Custer, by the way, number 41 next year in the NASCAR Cup Series for Haas Automation. It's they're rivals on the track. So aren't you going to be careful on how much information that you share with other drivers? It's just, it's like, gosh, LeBron James leaning over to Luka Doncic and saying, you know what, this lane over here that we're about to provide you would be a little bit easier for that layup. It just sounds strange to be able to share confidence or share confidential information with other drivers. Isn't that strange to you?
Oh, well, at the end of the day, the interesting thing about motorsports is that it can help both ways, you know? So being able, if we have success or if they have success, we can all both lean on each other. And we're in a world of data, you know, if the more data you have that is real and that makes sense, that's successful, is really a high priority. So for us, if we can lean on each other to make all of our cars go faster, it's going to be huge.
And there was a lot of emphasis on that by Joe with Stuart Haas, now Haas factory team, when this announcement was made, talking about how this is a massive technical alliance. There's so many technical alliances with this team. And he even made reference to how maybe a win wouldn't necessarily be you going across the finish line first, but pushing one of your technical partners across that line first. This is the evolution of NASCAR right now. You want all your technical partners on track to succeed, because when they do, you guys with Haas Automation do.
Well, I think that's a huge part of it in the Xfinity Series, because, you know, it's just how the business model can work and how you have those technical partners and how you're able to all help each other to try and make something great. And the Cup deal, I mean, I think it's a little bit, you know, everybody's a little bit more out for themselves a little bit. So you have to take it when you can get it. But at the end of the day, I'm looking forward to working with RFK and seeing what we can build together.
So you wouldn't necessarily see that as much with, let's say, the Ford drivers on track together.
Oh, I think you'll definitely see it at the super speedways. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, don't push another manufacturer across the line. So we want to see a Ford win. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody is out for their team and trying to make sure that they do the best thing they can to try and win races and compete for a championship. So you have to just make sure you're doing right by the manufacturer also.
Cole Custer joining us here in the Freak Nation with the announcement over the weekend. It's going to Cup racing, number 41 with Haas Automation. And the relationship with you and Tony Stewart, it's not lost on us. And it was very, very special. That Xfinity Series championship last year was awesome there at Phoenix. Can you share some behind-the-curtain scenes with Tony Stewart, some of the things that you enjoyed working with him, what he meant to you, a mentorship for driving?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just how much of a people person Tony is. You know, whenever he walks into a building or shows up to the track, you know, he generates a lot of buzz, you know, and people want to be around him. So I think learning from that in some ways, you know, I think he does a lot of things right. With people and being able to be a leader. So I think, and one of the biggest things for me was always just having him at the track and, you know, giving you that pep talk before the race. And, you know, that's one of your childhood heroes. So, to have that kind of person in your corner before a race is always awesome.
What's a Tony Stewart pep talk comment?
Well, he's always the nicest guy in the world and believes, you know, and just, you know, he gives you something that from his driving days, probably that helped him. So I feel like it was always awesome to have one of your heroes at your door.
Come on. We know Tony well enough to where he might want to get in your grill too, to get you fired up. Was there ever a time when he had that stern face and tried to turn you upside down to get you motivated?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, you know, I think, you know, he can have his intense moments, you know, and he's somebody who wants to see success, you know? Mm-hmm. So if the team's not, you know, where they need to be, he's going to, you know, try and figure out the issues. So it was definitely a great person to lean from or learn from was Tony for sure.
Hey, Cole,
it's going to be awesome. Hold on just a second, Kenny. It's going to be awesome to see the development and just how everything grows with Haas factory team. I always like seeing how the new guys can do it. And like it's been referenced as well, to see challenges that RFK went through, but they succeeded through them. And that's now going to be you guys. But in the immediate term, you've got this Xfinity Championship to win for Mr. Smoke as well. So there's a little bit of something special going on still the rest of this year that you've got on your shoulders as well.
For sure. And I think we'll have a great shot at doing that. You know, obviously our win at last weekend at Pocono was a huge, huge deal for our team. And I think hopefully we can just carry that momentum through the rest of the year. So I know we have great cars and our Xfinity guys do a great job. I mean, just awesome people to work with. And I know that we can go out there and compete with the best of them in that series and hopefully be able to take home another trophy.
It's awesome. Well, Cole, I know this won't be the last time you come here in the Freak Nation this year. There's some things going on there that are fun to watch, man. Dude, thanks for doing this, and good luck to you for the rest of the year, more importantly, for 2025.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me on.
Formula One team owner, Mr. Haas, Haas Automation. Wow. Well, I've mentioned Formula One three straight segments.
It's the biggest motorsport in the world.
Can't deny it doesn't that. Mean I have to get behind them and take in some of their contrails. I don't even know what the hell I meant by that. I don't know. I'm just flummoxed the fact that I've talked Formula One for three segments.
Full well, I'm not flummoxed.
Moon. It has to be. And freaking haboobs and monsoons. Going off in Phoenix, where I'm based right now. Crashers in Indianapolis, Statman, Columbus. Richard C. Suave sitting in the number two seat in Phoenix. It's all right. We'll get through this thing. Coming up next, Freak Nation, how you can win a big-time NASCAR Series team jersey. It's coming up next. And Statman writes. They're pretty vague for you. It's called a tease. Don't kill it, Crasher. Don't kill it. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios right here on MAV TV.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
The weekend racing is over, or is it?
not on MAV TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks for your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Richie, stay on the four shot here. I got my snappy little uniform that I'm going to share with the Freak Nation how you can take this thing home. But I'm going to just kind of ramble for about 60 seconds here. MAV TV is our TV home, and it's the go-to source for motorsports, whether it's two wheels or four wheels, dirt, asphalt, two-wheel Tuesdays. It doesn't – there's so much going on at MAV TV that sometimes it's tough for us to keep up with what's going on. But something happened Saturday morning, depending on where you were, Saturday afternoon at Lime Rock Park, great racetrack, where it was the inaugural Speed Tour All-Star Race, and it was live on MAV TV, where current Trans Am drivers were teamed up with legends of motorsports. Andy Lally was teamed up with Brent Cruz. Those two went on to win this race, and you saw it on MAV TV. But if you go through the names that were teamed up with the current Trans Am drivers, it was so much fun to watch. It was fun after the race to see Greg Biffle and Bobby Labonte going after each other, just kind of spitballing about how much fun it was to run these cars at Lime Rock. Ken Schrader was there. Ron Hornaday was there. Mike Skinner was there. Haley Deegan was running there. There were so many former, current driving stars in this series that it was awesome to see on MAV TV. So when we say that MAV TV is your home for motorsports, we're not lying. Congratulations to Trans Am and the Speed Tour All-Star Race. Success, and you saw it on MAV TV. All right, Richie, go to a single shot. All right. If you see this jersey, this is from our good friends at Jordan Anderson Racing and FVP. And what they want to do is, and what the Freaks do, give this thing away. What you need to do, Freak Nation, is follow us and FVP on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. Because coming up on Tuesday, we're going to share with you how you can win this snappy jersey from Jordan Anderson Racing, of course, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with Parker Retzlaff and, of course, Jeb Burton, and our good friends at FVP. Jordan Anderson and FVP want to give this away, and they want the Freaks to do it. So be sure you follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, and you'll find out how you can take this jersey home. This is pretty spiffy. Fits me nice. Doesn't make my arms look like freaking noodles. It's good.
Right. I suddenly want to register because now I know my arms won't look like noodles.
It kind of fits my freaking fits. I'm not freaking Matt Hagen.
Well, if you do all that, those chair lifts,
right?
Your arms won't look like noodles anyway. Do another one for us.
We'll do another.
How strong?
Good man. So again, our good friends at FVP, thank you guys for sending these to us to give away. Be sure you follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
Are they autographed?
No.
Okay. I thought I'm saw when you. I thought. Okay. I'm trying to see what. Okay. Okay.
No. Now, believe it or not, Statman, when he came out of his mama's womb, his name wasn't. She didn't go. Statman Carruthers.
No. No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. The doctor would have said,
what?
You know what? 40 years later, he's going to be called Statman, baby. No. Statman, a.k.a. Bill Wood, is also an author. And he surprised all of us with this new book called STEM Stories, When Racing Goes to School and Grows Up. And evidently, it's...
Oh, you got it. Yeah, there it is.
Can you see it? There you go. Statman's got it. All right. Evidently, it's kicking ass on Amazon. It's on the New York Times number one bestseller. Not yet. But my goodness.
You can change that, race fans. You can change that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's an easy read. It's not. It's a fun read, and it's an educational read. Statman, the floor is yours. Share with people. And this book makes so much sense, especially when we've talked about this for 20 years, in that the importance of motorsports and automotive, what it means to us as a country and just as human beings, and trying to keep this top of mind.
Well, it's important now as the people are starting to spend more time looking at science, technology, engineering, and math. That's what the STEM stands for. And where else does that happen in real life any better and more exciting than in the world of motorsports? So what I've done, there's 20 short stories here about a woman who takes a school around to different racetracks, like in the IMSA series, sports car racing around the country. And she has a program to teach kids about science, technology, engineering, and math. And but along the way, there's a lot of drama that goes into the thing. There's people that shouldn't be there. Guys are getting chased out of towns in Texas. There's a great story. A lot of the stories are exaggerations of things that happened to me over a bunch of years of being involved in motorsports. There was a great story once. I was meeting a magazine editor at Long Beach Grand Prix. It was very hot. We ducked into the Ganassi hospitality suite truck and sat down in the shade. Mm-hmm. And the guy that runs the hospitality suite came up and said, "You can't sit here. You got to..." I said, "Fine, Chip will be here. I'm just having a conversation. We're not involving it." So while the guy is in the midst of trying to throw me out of the compound, Chip rolls up in his golf cart. "Statman, how are you?" Throws his arms around me. And, the guy sort of slinks back into the shadows. "Hey, get this guy some water and his friend some water here. You okay, Statman?" So it was when Chip went back into the trailer, the magazine editor looks at me and says, "Well, that sort of put him in his place, didn't it?" So, there's a lot of stories like that. And when I told the story in the book, it got a little more exaggerated than that. But, it's a wonderful – it's not a textbook. It's a story about dramatic events that go around this one thing of – teaching young people about science, technology, engineering, and math, mm-hmm. That has to do with air getting under the car, for example. And the driver is on the radio saying, "Hey, we got to lower the front end so that the car will go through the turn better." So there's some STEM stuff in each one of the stories, but that's not the most important thing in the story.
Single shot, Richie, for me. STEM stories when racing goes to school and grows up by our own stat man, a.k.a. the name that he goes by, Bill Wood. Stat, where can folks get this book?
Amazon. They go to Amazon. You can get a Kindle ebook or a paperback. Just go to Amazon.com and put in STEM stories, and it'll come up. We were at the top of the list for books for a long while, for sports science books and for motorsports. We were number one for a couple of weeks, first couple of weeks it was out. So I got a lot of friends around over the years. I made a lot of friends. So, yeah, it's a great read. And it's a lot, like Kenny said, it's a fun read. And you'll learn a lot about even some of the things that veer a little bit away from motorsports, like cyber attacks and so forth. It still has to do with science, technology, engineering, and math. Most important thing that's happening in education nowadays.
STEM stories by our own stat man, a.k.a. Bill Wood. Motorsports are at a crossroads, but STEM can be the GPS that will map a course going forward into new possibilities and purpose. Look forward to completing this darn thing, man. STEM stories again.
It's really
that, man.
It's really an easy read. You'll have fun reading it. You slip it into the powder room and read it on during your morning constitution.
Oh yeah. The old powder room, the old go-to source there, Freak Nation. Look that up, will you? All right, man, we'll do it again next weekend. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing, man. Over 24 years of doing Speed Freaks on the Freak Radio Network and, of course, right here on MAV TV. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you want this snappy jersey from Jordan Anderson and FVP, be sure you follow us on Facebook and on Instagram along with FVP. Statman, shoot the juice to the moose and...
cut it loose.
See ya.
In the powder room.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Summer is finally here. Cookouts, pool parties, and rising gas prices. Time to start using Lucas Fuel Treatment. Lucas Fuel Treatment improves mileage, increases power, and lowers emissions. It's a virtual tune-up in a bottle. Just pour it directly into the tank for a dramatic improvement in the performance of your vehicle. Good for gas and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. Get it now at your local auto parts store.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour,
doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio. Redefined.